Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I am Raphael, one of the seven who stands before the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the declaration that Raphael makes to Tobias and his family after the long journey all throughout that book of the scriptures, the book of Tobias. He reveals himself. Up until this point, he has been veiled as Azarias, just a man who is there to accompany the young Tobias on his journey to recover money that is owed to his father, the elder Tobias, who now no longer is able to work, having been made blind from bird droppings that have fallen in his eyes after going out and sleeping outside after burying the dead late in the night. Tobias, in his part, finds his companion to be a wonderful but strange guide for him. He goes and he is rescued from certain death when they are by the river and the fish comes up and tries to swallow him and drag him into the deeps. Azarias grabs onto him and rescues him, and not only that, but helps pull ashore the fish. And then gives odd instructions. Their journey to find the man who owes money, this is going to be delayed. Instead, they're going to go to a different place first, to find a woman named Sarah that the young Tobias is to marry. Her reputation precedes her. She is one who has lost to seven husbands already, each dying on their wedding night, each consumed and destroyed by a demon who is there and plays upon their passions. With the instructions that follow, it's not only bizarre that he is going into what seems to be a cursed situation, but rather that he is told that he will be safe if so long as he spends that wedding night in prayer, and that he cooks the coals and the liver upon the stones there on coals in the bedchamber. Tobias doesn't understand, but he does obey. And by that obedience and by that fidelity and prayerfulness, he is made safe, and the life of Tobias and Sarah together begins anew. They retrieve the money and they return back. The remaining parts of the fish that are left, the gall that is there, this is instructed to Tobias to go and to spread upon his father's eyes, something truly disgusting and strange again. But once again, for some reason, this stranger is compelling. And so Tobias obeys, and he does so, and his father's sight is restored to him. And then finally it is revealed he is not a man, but he is an angel, the archangel Raphael. He has made all things whole and clean. Likewise, we see in the gospel today, the angel that comes down to the pool of Bethsaida and moves the waters. The first one into the pool, when this happens, if he has infirmity, he is made whole and healed in this way. Why is it that we have that gospel? Because that angel is the same angel. It is the archangel Raphael who moves those waters of healing for those who enter into the pool. For this reason, the missions that we have seen from Saint Raphael, we find what his patronage is. He is the divine physician. He is also one of the patrons in safe travel along the way of journeys. Seems to make sense given what he does as for work. However, we also realize that it is not simply a spiritual healing that is represented in the healing of the eyes or the cleansing of the people in the pool, but rather, or the preserving of life in Tobias and his wedding, but rather it is a manifestation of a physical sense, what represents to come in the soul of one who follows after inspiration and lives a godly and God-fearing and life and is remorseful for sins and tries to amend and be virtuous. That is to say, that souls are made clean again, that strength is restored, that fortitude by grace is given, and that a man can draw nearer to God and to be there before his throne for eternity should he persevere in it in the end. This is that guidance, and this is what the journey of Tobias represents, that it is a journey of life that comes to its fruition in finding heaven. And so we, for our part, are reminded that we never are alone. Truly, if we are by ourselves, we fail. We will be devoured by the fish of the world around us. We will fall into the traps of the devils and the temptations that assail us. We will be made wounded and blinded by our own pride. We will find ourselves tripped up again and again and moving further and further away from the things of God because of our own fallen human nature, by our own infirmities from the weakness of the flesh and the sins that compound upon themselves. But we are never alone. We are there united to heaven by the graces that God gives, by the intercession of saints and angels who stand before the throne with us in order to intercede on our behalf. And that in finding people, beings like Saint Raphael, the divine physician, we call upon him. And we think to ourselves, great, we have an angel who is ready to help us. But it is not merely an angel. In fact, he is not merely even an archangel in that way. Archangel is the second lowest tier of angels in the order of the creation of these heavenly beings by God. Instead, the archangels that we know by name, they actually belong to the class of the seraphim, the highest, the closest to God of all of the angels. And so God sends his most powerful in the way of Raphael, in the way of Gabriel, Michael, to be our aid here on earth. So that all of heaven is there ready to assist us, that a great plenitude of grace is ready to aid us, and that we know that a superabundance of help, more than we actually need, is there at our disposal, should we turn faithfully and constantly to find our strength from above. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.